A reading from the book of Numbers. The sons of Israel, the whole community, arrived in the first month at the desert of Zin. The people settled at Kadesh. It was there that Miriam died and was buried. There was no water for the community, and they were all united against Moses and Aaron. The people challenged Moses. "We would rather have died," they said, "as our brothers died before the Lord. Why did you bring the assembly of the Lord into this wilderness, only to let us die here, ourselves and our cattle? Why did you lead us out of Egypt, only to bring us to this wretched place? It is a place unfit for sowing. It has no figs, no vines, no pomegranates, and there is not even water to drink." Leaving the assembly, Moses and Aaron went to the door of the tent of meeting. They threw themselves face downward on the ground, and the glory of the Lord appeared to them. The Lord spoke to Moses and said, "Take the branch and call the community together, you and your brother Aaron. Then, in full view of them, order this rock to give water. You will make water flow for them from the rock and provide drink for the community and their cattle." Moses took up the branch from before the Lord, as he had directed him. Then Moses and Aaron called the assembly together in front of the rock and addressed them. "Listen now, you rebels. Shall we make water gush from this rock for you?" And Moses raised his hand and struck the rock twice with the branch. Water gushed in abundance, and the community drank, and their cattle too. Then the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Because you did not believe that I could proclaim my holiness in the eyes of the sons of Israel, you shall not lead this assembly into the land I am giving them. These are the waters of Meribah, where the sons of Israel challenged the Lord, and he proclaimed his holiness." The word of the Lord. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice, harden not your hearts. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the rock who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. Come in, let us bow and bend low. Let us kneel before the God who made us, for he is our God, and we the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he put this question to his disciples: "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say he is John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." "But you," he said, "who do you say I am?" Then Simon Peter spoke up. "You are the Christ," he said, "the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Simon, son of Jonah, you are a happy man, because it was not flesh and blood that revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. So I now say to you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the underworld can never hold out against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be considered bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be considered loosed in heaven." Then he gave the disciples strict orders not to tell anyone that he was the Christ. From that time, Jesus began to make it clear to his disciples that he was destined to go to Jerusalem and suffer grievously at the hands of the elders and chief priests and scribes, to be put to death and to be raised up on the third day. Then, taking him aside, Peter started to remonstrate with him. "Heaven preserve you, Lord," he said, "this must not happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle in my path, because the way you think is not God's way, but man's." The Gospel of the Lord. Since the scriptures we're given today have got so much in them, you don't quite know where to begin. I want to deal with the rock, actually, because Moses there strikes the rock and there outflowed the water of life, because we all know we can live a long time without food, but you can't live long without water. That water of life that Moses gives there, and some of us were very privileged to be at that spot last year, last October, where we saw as we were leaving Petra, which is Kadesh, there was the rock and the water still flowing, even though they'd not had rain for months. There was water flowing there, the rock. And it is at one of the Banias, Caesarea Philippi, where the waters flow, and the waters flow into the Jordan. And it's a pagan place, the pantheism, all the gods there. Jesus challenges them, "Who do you say I am?" And Peter becomes that rock, as it were. But that water of life that flows from the Lord. Because what we discover is that once we can answer that question, "You are the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus said it was heaven that's revealed that to you. A revealed religion is our Catholic faith. It is revealed to us by God. Then that water of life flows through us, which is why he invites us every day to come and receive, be nourished and fed at his hand. And water is an important part of we mix the chalice, the water and the wine and the bread, that feeding, nourishing his people. And all the people did of Israel, they were complained about it. And we all know that. Those that complain constantly about whatever it is. And yet, the Lord is who we believe him to be, who Peter says there, "You are the Christ." And that's what we're centered and built on. So it's a lot to reflect on, but think of the water that keeps us going, the water of life. Jesus saying, "If anyone thirsts and you come and drink from me, you have that eternal life welling up in us."